Okay, we have here Tosfos Matvila Noisai. So there are three parts to this Tosfos. Three Yesaidis in Tosfos. The Din of Sechiyah, which we are in the middle of discussing. The second thing is Tosfos Shita, that the Geiris is a Drabanan. And the third part of Tosfos, where he talks about the Kechavim Uberes. Those are the three sort of basic Yesaidis of Tosfos. The Kivega in this Kasha is going on the very beginning of Tosfos. And what I'm going to try to do is start with the Shtikl Taira, and then we'll plug it into Tosfos. I think everybody will understand the stipler much better. We start with the Shtikl Taira, and then we work on the Pshat and how it plugs into Tosfos. So let's start that way. Like, I'd like to tell you a Shtikl Taira, which is Shava L'chol Nefesh. It's a Shtikl Taira on Shlucha Shalom and Kamaisai, which says in all the Mepharshim, Mesechtes Kedushin, and in Gittin, and above Metziah. And here it has a Shaychus to us as well. And it's the basic question of how to learn Shlucha Shalom and Kamaisai. So let me explain Shlichus. And then we'll come back to Tosfos and Rabbi Kivega and see how the stipler is connecting. The stipler in his piece says that he was married to Mesechtes Gittin on this topic. So basically what I'm going to tell you is the two ways to learn Shlichus, and then we'll plug it into Tosfos. Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai. If I make you a shliach to be Mekadosh and Isha for me. So what does that mean? That means I'm very busy. I don't have time to show up at my wedding. So I tell somebody that you can go instead of me. Go under the chuppah, and when the kala comes, he should put the ring on her finger for me, and he should tell her that Tariyah Mekudeshes, not to him, but Tariyah Mekudeshes to me. I'm just in was busy tonight, I don't have time to come. But so that's fine. May not be fine with the girl, but it's fine. Pi alacha, you could be Mekadosh and Isha with a shtetl. How does that work? When I tell a shliach to be my shliach and be Mekadosh and Isha, the Torah is Mekadosh, a parsha shlichus. It's not a svar. There's a cost. Tem gam atem, from the word gam, we darshan, that shlucha shaladam kamaisim. How does that work? So there are two ways of understanding logically the kavonas ha-Torah. Basically, we have one word, gam, which teaches us that I don't have to show up at my wedding. I can send a shliach to be mekadosh for me. And it's just as if I did. So logically, there are two ways. Any time you'll sit down and think about it, you will come to the conclusion that there are two ways to learn. And that's why these two ways to learn are found in many, many achrayim. One way to understand is that the chiddush of the Torah is that the maisa of the shliach is considered to be my maisa. Ki yodei arichta dam. It's like I have a long arm. If I have a long arm, I could be at home and reach all the way to the chasnol and be mekadosh and isha. I don't have such a long arm. The Torah says, you know what? You could use your friend's arm. Shlichus is that if I tell you to be mekadosh isha for me, your arm, your hands that do the kedushin, are like my yad arichta. It's like my long arm. So who is doing the maisa of being mekadosh isha? Me. The shliach is physically doing it. When you look at the videos, it looks like he's doing it. But if a lamdin looks at it, the lamdin will say, no, the chassan is doing it. Because all he is an extension of the chassan. And the chassan made him a shliach. So the chassan, through this shliach, yodei arichta, is doing the maisa kiddush. That's one way to learn. Sounds posh. The second way to learn. The second way to learn is no. The shliach is the one who's doing the kiddush. The maisa is being done by the shliach. Maisa is something physically taking place. The chiddush of shlichus is that even where he does the maisa, the tetzah is mesiaches to me. The result is mesiaches to the mishalayach. So that the shliach is doing the maisa kedusha. I'm not doing it. The parsha of Shlichus is Mechadesh, that the result of that Maisa traces its way back, it's Mesiaches to me. So that the first way to learn, the Maisa is Mesiaches to the one who sent. The act is Mesiaches. The second way to learn is that the Taitzah is Mesiaches. The result is Mesiaches back to me. Okay, these are the two ways to learn, and as always, when you have enough Gemina, it makes everything more understandable. So let me share with you the Stipler's Nafka Mina that he brings. Stipler brought a case where a man sends a shliach to give his wife a get. So let's say Sunday, a man goes over to a shliach. He says, here's a get, please bring it to my wife and give it to her as my shliach. So if everything happens normally, she's megureshes. By the next day, when the man travels there, the husband is nishnata. He became a shaita. He had a nervous breakdown, and he became, he had a car accident, and his brain is not functioning, and he has a din shaita. A shaita cannot give a get. If Loyalainu, a husband becomes a shaita, the woman is an aguna all her life. She can never get a get from him. I mean, she's not aguna, she's married, but she's married never to a person who's not well. A shaita cannot give a get. Shaila is, if on Sunday when he made her a shliach, he was a pikeach, he was normal. And by the time the shliach actually gives the get, the husband is a shaita. Now, when she gives the get, is that a good get? What? It's... But is it a shliach? For her, I'm not worried about her. She doesn't need shliach. She's taking it. The question is, the husband, is the mitzvah the husband, is the husband giving a get? So the first way to learn, if you learn the first way, it's not going to work. Because the first way to learn is that it's Yodei Arichta. The first way to learn is that it's Yodei Arichta, it's his long arm. So now it's the long arm of a shaita. The long arm of a shaita can't give a get. And that's Shita Satur. The Torah says that it's not a get. Because he's a shaita. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that really min haTorah it's a perfectly good get. It's a good get because the Rambam learned the second way. What's the second way? Whose ma'isa is it? The Shliach's ma'isa. It's the Shliach's ma'isa. It's the Shliach's ma'isa just it's misyaches to the Mishalayach. Good, it's misyaches to the Mishalayach. The Mishalayach is a married man who could become a gureshes. He can't do a ma'isa gittin because he's a shaita. But he could become a gureshes. And since he could become a gureshes, some emela, it's a good get in our Torah. So here you have a case of a nafka mina. That's not nafka gittin. Be the same thing by mominus. Be the same achlaikis. If somebody makes a shura, he becomes a shaita. If it's good or it's not good. Do you understand clearly the two ma'alchim? Right? This case I think illustrates perfectly the two ma'alchim.
The result is his result. I mean, where is it in between? There's something missing.
So the Parsha Shlichus says the Maisa could be the Shliach Maisa. And that Maisa is a Maisa of a Bikayach. The Shliach is a Bikayach. And it's Mesiaches, the result is Mesiaches there. The result could be Mesiaches there. A Shaita could be an unmarried person, just like it could be a married person. So the result is Mesiaches back to him.
Something changing now. What is a Shaita? There's still something.
A change is taking place, but a change could take place to a Shaita. A Shaita could become unmarried. There's no reason he can't. The only thing about a Shaita is that he has no das. He can't do things. But he could become, he could be married, he could be an unmarried thing. So this is the the most simple nafkamina, which there's another nafkamina, the Arsameach, is done. We'd learned, I think last week, or it was last week I told you that Shtar Kinyan, like a get, Shtar Kinyan as opposed to Shtar Raya. Shtar Kinyan, the paper has to belong to the Baal Ashtar. Shtar Kinyan, like a get, or Shtar Kinyan, like a Dushin, what's a Shtar Kinyan? A Shtar Raya is an IOU. It doesn't matter who owns the paper. Just a Raya. A Shtar Kinyan is a paper that you give to make something happen. A Shtar Kinyan requires a Kinyan. It has to belong to the Baal Ashtar. Question is, Dr. Sameach, if a man makes a Shliach to give a get, to whom does the paper have to belong? Does the paper have to be the property of the husband? Or does the paper have to be the property of the shliach? It has to be the property of the Baal Ashtar, the one making the kinyan. Who is the one making the kinyan? Who is the Baal Ashtar? If you learn that the Baal Ashtar is the that it's the Yodei Arichta, then it has to belong to the husband. It's Yodei Arichta. He's the one doing it. The Torah was Mechadish Shlichus, that he could do it with someone else's hand. But then it's his paper. If you learn the second way, like the Rambam Shita, that the Shliach is the one doing it, just the result is Mesiaches, then obviously the paper should be the property of the Shliach. The Shliach is the one doing the kid. And just the result is Mesiaches, but the Mais is his Mais. So this is a second nafkamina. If you held a ksuba, we discussed last week, if a ksuba is a shtar kinyan, a ksuba is a shtar kinyan, so I mentioned to you that it has to belong to the chassan. So that's good if the chassan gives it to the kala, the way we know. In the yeshiva world, the minig is that the chassan gives the ksuba to the kala, so there's no problem. In some circles, the minig is that the person who reads the ksuba gives the ksuba to the kala. If you hold that a ksuba is a shtar kinyan, then it would be totally a mismachlokes if the ksuba has to belong to the one who reads the ksuba. Never happened. I mean, it's usually not his ksuba, right? So if you hold the ksuba is a shtar kinyan, which we said anyway last week is not the ikar lahalach, it would be totally in this. So kapana, we have two very clear nafkaminas. The third nafkamina is if you would hold yesh liach ledvar aveira, the havamina of the Gemara in Kedusha. Yesh liach ledvar aveira. That means, what is yesh liach ledvar aveira? If I send you to slash someone's tires, lahalacha, there's no shlichus. The havamina is yesh liach ledvar aveira, so it's the mishaleach as an aveira. He's sending someone to be mazik. Who has to pay the bill? In the havamina, the yesh liach ledvar aveira, who would have to pay the bill? So Rashi in Kiddushin says in the havamina, yesh liach ledvar aveira, yischayev sheluchai, the mishaleach would pay the bill. Mishaleach would pay the bill. Because Rashi holds of the first shot, that it's Yodei Arichta, and since it's Yodei Arichta, so the Maisa, it's his Maisa. If you hold the Shlichus, it's his Maisa. The Tosis Rid in Kedushin says that the Aveira is Taka, the Mishleach's Aveira, but the bill goes to the Shliach. The Shliach would pay. Most likely, Tosis Rid holds the second way, like the Rambam Shita. That the Maisa is Mesiache, that the Maisa is the Maisa of the Shliach. Just the result is Mesiaches. So the Aveira is Mesiaches. You can still clear, maybe the bill should be Mesiaches back too, but this is the way the Taisis Rid learns, that the Shliach has to pay. Because it's the Shliach's Maisa. Even if you hold your Shliach of Aveira. So this is the third Nafkamina. What?
What is the Taisis Rid?
because of the parsha of shlichus, the result is mesiachis. So just like if you send someone to do a mitzvah, send someone to put up a mezuzah on your door, so you have the mitzvah. Same thing if you send someone to an avera, then you would, if you would hold your shit of an avera, then there's an interesting tzais. The first tzais in Hilchos Shlichus, Siman Kuf Pei Beis, brings the kasha that if there's a chiddush of shlichus, why can't I send someone to do my mitzvahs for me? Why do you have to get up early in the morning to daven? Send someone to daven for you and to put on tefillin for you, and you can sleep late. Why can't you send someone to put on tefillin for you, a teat nesukah for you, a teat matzah for you? What's the terrors? Shluchos Shalom Kamai say, why can't someone put on tefillin for you? So what would you say? Because I have to do it. So I have to do it. What?
Tzedakah works.
So why doesn't it work for tefillin? But the Tosfos Rid says, Tosfos brings the Tosfos Rid. He says, because I have to do it. The Torah said I should do it. A mitzvah is that I have to do the mitzvah. I have to put on tefillin. Lashon of the Tosfos Rid. So the Ktzai says that the Tosfos Rid could have said a better pshat. Ktzai says shlichus works by tefillin. Before you get all excited, let me explain how he says. Let's say I make you a shliach to put on tefillin. It works. Shlichus works. And it's as if I put tefillin on your arm. Follow? It's as if I... What is shlichus? Shlichus is that what you did, it's like I did it. On a mitzvah shebegufay, tefillin, the mitzvah, my mitzvah is to put tefillin on my body. Zaktik tzais, the tzaisis rish should have said a different terence. He should have said that of course shlichus works. I can make you a shliach to put on tefillin. But since tefillin is the mitzvah shebegufay, if I make you a shliach to put on tefillin, you've got to come to my house, I'm in bed, and wrong tefillin around my arm. If you put on tefillin on your arm with shlichus, so it's like I put tefillin on your arm. You follow? So he's saying, yeah, of course shlichus works. But it's a mitzvah shebegufa. It's like I put tefillin on your arm. If I make you a shliach to eat in the sukkah, and you go eat in the sukkah, so shlichus works. It's like I stuff food down your mouth. That's what shlichus does. It makes that when you put food in your mouth, it's like I put food in your mouth. That doesn't help me. So I have a mitzvah to put food in my mouth. I have a mitzvah to put tefillin on my arm. So Ktzai says that this is the reason shlichus doesn't work for a mitzvah shebegufay. It doesn't work for a mitzvah have to do with my body. The Ktzai learns that shlichus is yaday arichtem, like my long arm. So if I make you a shliach to put on tefillin, you're like my long arm. So mainly you're my long arm. So it's like, oh, I put tefillin on your body. That's how the Tzai learns shlichus. So mainly he has his pshat. That it's, you're like my long arm. It's like, I want tefillin on your body. The Tzai's Rid l'shitasai learns the second way. The Tzai's Rid learns, no. All shlichus is that the shliach did the whole ma'isa. It's only the result that's mesiachis to the mishaleach. So when you put on tefillin, the result, the mitzvah of tefillin, should come back to me. Al shlichus. So Tosfos Rid didn't say the Ktzaisis teretz, because he learns that shlichus is not yodei arichta. Just as you do the whole mice, and the result is mesiachis to me. So he asked, if you put on tefillin, let the result, the mitzvah of tefillin, be mesiachis to me. So this is a fourth nafkamina between the two ways of learning how it works by a mitzvah. So which way is correct to understand shlichus? Al pi svara, how do you understand shlichus pashit? Extension of the arm.
Huh? Second way is better.
Which way? Pashtos, Shluchai Shel Adam Kamaisa. Well, hard to know. Svar alone. See, the Shlichus is not a Svar. Shlichus is a Sakaf. Trying to understand what the Torah meant. What the Yosemeach does, he says that both ways are in the Gemara. It's actually a Machlaikis. So Machlaikis in Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel. If Shliach Nasa Eid. If Shliach Nasa Eid or Ain Shliach Nasa Eid. Rav holds that Shliach Nasa Eid, which means if you make me a Shliach to be Mekadish a woman, so I could get two kibbutim under a chuppah. I could be your Shliach to be Mekadish, and I could also be an Eid, Eidei Kedushin. I could also be Eidei Kedushin. That's Rav Shita. Rav Shila says, how could that be? Shluch HaShodan Kamaisai. If the person himself can't be the aid, if the chosen can't be the aid, how could the shliach be the aid? Okay, now let's see Svara. Does it plug into the two ways? Complicated. Which way is it more mistaver? It should be an aid, and which way is it more less mistaver? Ben, it's not mistaver. Have you hold the other way? Who's doing the kedushin? The first way, who's doing the kedushin, and the second way, who's doing the kedushin? The first way, who's doing the kedushin? The husband. This person is just like a gailum. He's like a long stick. The second way, good. The second way, who's doing the kedushin? Shliach is doing. So Rav Sameach learns that it's telling these two ways. If you learn the first way, who's doing the kedushin? The sender, the chasam, the mishaleach. The shliach is nothing more than a long arm. He's not the one doing the kedushin. So therefore, he could be the aid. If they designate him as the aid, he could be both. They'll say he should be the aid, so he could be the Mekadish of the aid. Because he's not the Mekadish. The Meshalayach is the Mekadish, he's just using his arm. Then he'd be kosher for aid. Then he could send him to be an aid also, yes. Then if he wants, he could send him to be a Shliach and an aid. Shliach Nasa aid. If he sends him to be an aid and a Shliach.
He's an extension of Meshalayach. How could you yourself be an aid?
Because my mind is not an extension of him, just my arm, lending him my arm. So if a person could screw off his arm and give it to someone else for a few minutes. That's what he's doing. He's the Arechta. He's just, the person have a long piece of wood, a long stick, he could be Mekadish that way. All I am is Yadei Arechta. If you learn the second way, then the Shliach is the Mekadish. The Shliach is doing the Kedushin. Just the result is Mesiachus. If he's the one doing the Kedushin, then it doesn't work. Now, I think this Shtikl Torah everybody should have a kinyan in. How Shlichus works. Now we can get down to the nitty gritty of seeing what this has to do with our Taisus. So let's learn Taisus. What's Taisus Kash? The Tema. And the two ways of learning everybody understands, right? If I start with Rabbi Kivega, it'll be harder. The two ways of learning we all understand. I think, hope it rings bells because I think it's something that you've heard in the past. Let's see. B'teima. Chaschiyah b'metam shlichus d'givnichus olayin ansadi d'avid l'shliach k'nimuch per kamid d'vom metziyah gabi chatzar mishim yanis rabai. V'legar m'shlichus imkei hei yitzachin l'katan. It's Taisus Kash. Haloi ein shlichus l'katan. So if there's no shlichus l'katan, there's no schiyah l'katan. Taisus Kash sounds like a very simple Kash. Chaschiyah b'metam shlichus ein shlichus l'katan. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a problem with Taisus. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why ain't Shlichus Lakat? Why? Why is there no Shlichus for a cut? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, for a guy there's no Shlichus, why? Because he's not in the parasha of the Torah, of Atem Gam Atem. But a katan isn't the parasha of the Torah. Katan is a yid. Why isn't the katan have shlichus? What? The only thing about a katan is that he's not a bar das. He's not a bar das. Where do you need das and shlichus? Where do you need das and shlichus? Just to appoint a shliach. It's the only time you need das. Right? Well, what do you do? If you make a shliach to go to your chasna and be mekadosh, so you need das to appoint him as a shliach. Once he's appointed, so you don't do anything more. He goes and does it. So the whole das is to appoint a shliach. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, what is this problem? We learned yesterday, if Zechiah is metam shlichus, how does it work? What does Zechiah mean? If Zechiah is metam shlichus, how does it work? What did we say yesterday? Rabbi Chaim said, if Zechiah is metam shlichus, if nobody answers, I don't feel so big, because I assume somebody remembers, right? That Zechiah does what? Zechiah plugs in for Mina Shlichus, right? Zechiah is just a type of Shlichus. We learned yesterday. What does Zechiah Metam Shlichus mean? It's just a Minui, right? All Zechiah Metam Shlichus is it's a Shlichus where you don't have to appoint a Shliach. It's automatic. That's what Zechiah Metam Shlichus means. So to Bekiva Eger, ain't Shlichus Lekotin is because he can't do what? The Minui Ashlichus. So he can't do the Minui Ashlichus. That's why Katan doesn't have shlichus, because he can't do minu shlichus. But the whole zechia is that you don't need minu shlichus. The whole, what is zechia? Zachin lo adam is that by zechusim you don't need a minu shlichus. By zechia, you don't need a minu shlichus. That's what zechia is. So by katan we should say yesh zechia lo katan. Because the only reason Enk Shlichus Lekotin is because he can't appoint Bimaman a Shliach. Since Zechia does not require Mino Shlichus, Zechia I could do even if you don't appoint me. So Mimela, by a Kotin, if you hold Zechia Metam Shlichus, a Kotin should be able to do Zechia because there's no problem. The whole problem is the Minoi, and there's no problem on Minoi.
Should be like the case of the Shokan.
Good. Okay, good. That's what the staff was going to put it. Alright, but this is Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Okay, Rabbi Kivager's kasha is how could Taisus say that if Zechiah Metam Shlichus it doesn't work for a cotton? And Taisus remains with that. Taisus answers that Zechiah is the Rabban. I mean, Taisus is true that if Zechiah Metam Shlichus the Torah doesn't give Zechiah to a cotton. Rabbi Kivager says, well, what are you talking about? A katan is only missing minoy shlichus. All he's missing is minoy shlichus. So zechiah should work minat Torah, because zechiah doesn't need minoy shlichus. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on Taisvis. Rabbi Shlomo Eger, his son, plugs in that Kiva Eger can't argue with a rishon with Taisvis, but he learns into the Rambam, Rabbi Kiva Eger's shita, that the Rambam taki held that way. He learns in shita Sarambam. That the Rambam Taka holds that a katan has chiyam in a Torah because of Rabbi Kiva Eger's svarim. It's a shver kash on Taisus. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to be right. Comes the stipler here in, again, it's Simin Tess in the old prints and Simin Yudbeis in the new prints. The stipler says a very geshmak of pshat in the machlokes between Taisus on the one hand and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rambam on the other. He says this is totally in, guess what, the two ways of learning shlichus. Taisus learned like which way?
The first way.
The first way. Taisus learned that it's a yad arichta. It's like a long arm. Memela, for a katan to do zechiah metam shlichus, it has to be a long arm of the katan. So just like in the case of shaita, if a shaita made a shliach when he had das, but right now he's a shaita, the shliach can't do it because he's yadei arichta. same thing here. Tosfos holds that when the Bezdin is megayir him, somebody does a schus for a katan, it has to be yadei arichta of the katan. And since the katan himself is like a shaita, a katan ain maisek katan kolom, katan's maisa doesn't count. So shlichus can't work for a katan, even by schia, because lomaisa it's the long hand of the katan, it's like the long hand of a shaita, and it doesn't work. So just like the Torah says that the long hand of a shaita can't work, even with his mina shlichus, the same thing, the long hand of a katan can't work, even by schia, but there's no problem in the mina shlichus. Still, ein maisa katan klum. So if I do something with your long arm, then it doesn't work. Very geshmak of shat and taisis. The Rambam and Rabbi Kiva Eger, al shitasai. The Rambam shita was, he argued with the Torah. What did the Rambam say in the case of the shaita? That if a person makes a shliach when he has das, and then he becomes a shaita, he said it works. It works. As long as you do a mina shlichus with das, it works even if later he's a shaita. So Mela, Rabbi Kiva Eger says the same thing here. The minu shlichus works al tzchiyah. He doesn't need das. He's a katan. Who cares? If he's a shaita, it'll be good. If he's a katan, it's also good. So therefore, it doesn't matter. So Mela thought it's up to stifle. These two ways of learning are basically the two ways of learning shlichus. And that is totally this shaila of Zechiah. So basically, if I have to put it, just to simplify it for you, there are two parts to shlichus. There's the minui ha-shlichus and the maisa ha-shlichus, right? There are two things. There's a minui, appointing a shliach, and then there's the maisa, which he's sent to do. Minui, everybody holds in nidas. There's no shaila, right? Mino yashlichus, everybody holds in nidas. Maisa, that'll depend now. It'll depend, basically, just to illustrate, right, there's the mino yashlichus, and then there's the maisa that he's sent to do. Okay, whatever the maisa is, if it's to give kedushin, or to be megayer, it's the mino yashlichus. The Torah and the Rambam are arguing the two ways to learn. The Torah holds that you need das, the mishaleach, everybody holds. Mina yashlichus, everybody holds. Need das and mishaleach. Right? So the Torah holds over here, need das and mishaleach, to appoint him. And the Rambam holds you need das and mishaleach, to appoint him. Right? What about the Maisa? So in the Maisa, now they argue. The Torah holds the first way, which is Yodei Arichta. That means even Bishas the Maisa, so the Mishaleach also needs to be a Bardas. Right? So he holds in the Das HaMishaleach. Mashiach and the Rambam holds only in the Das HaShliach. Right? So the Napkamina we had, what happens if he's a Shaita? If he becomes a Shaita here, if he has Seichel here, and he becomes a Shaita by the time he gets to the Maisa. So the Rambam, the Torah Shita is, it's no good. It can't be a Shaita in Nidash HaMishaleach. The Rambam Shita was that it's good. Because here he was a Bardas, Bishas Nidon. He became a Shaita later. But later you don't need Nidash HaMishaleach. So this is one Nafganina is where he became a Shaita. So the Stipler, it's the same exact Nafganina in Al-Gamar. In our Gemara, it's Schia. What does Schia take off? What does Schia take off? Das where? I mean, Schia is that over here, you need either Das HaMishaleach or Schia. It's one or the other that does the Minu. Right? The Minu, it could be either with Das HaMishaleach or with Schia. Zachar v'Adam could take the place of Das HaMishaleach. If Zechiah Matam Shlichus, Here takes the place of this. Now, Dr. Steichler, what's going to be the din by a cotton? Could you do gerus for a cotton where it's a schus? Well, for that matter, could you pick up a metzia, al tzachin l'adam, for a cotton? So, Zog the Steichler, it depends. According to the Torah, Zechiyah could take the place over here instead of the das of the cotton. But over here, the cotton still doesn't have das, it can't work, according to the Torah. So Tysus held like the Torah, that you're missing das mishalayach, so Zechiyah can't work. Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to Shita Rambam. So like the Rambam, it's very geshmak. As far as das here, he doesn't need it because he has Zechiyah. So you don't need das. Das here. The cotton doesn't need das here. All you need is das ha-shliach. So the bezdin could be megayirim. So das of bezdin is the shliach, that's achin la'adam. And that's good enough. So the gerus is a gerus deraisa. Because it's not missing das mishalayach, because it's achin la'adam shalai b'fanam. It's chia works. And it's not missing in the maisa, because das bezdin is good enough in the maisa. So therefore, it's very geshmak. What basically comes out is that the gerus of a cotton, according to him, is a drabbanan. And according to the Rambam, is a deraisa. Comes out tremendous nafkamina now. Besides all the other nafkaminas we have, comes out nafkamina when you megayer a cotton. You have a kid who's an adopted kid. The bezdin was megayer. Is he a ger min ha-Torah? Is he a ger derabbanan? According to our Tosfos, he's a ger derabbanan. According to the Rambam Shita, which is going with Rabbi Kiva Eger's svara, is that it's a ger deraisa. It's a ger min ha-Torah. What? What does Ger Durabana mean? Yeah, that's a Durabana. It's a Prat. Ger Durabana. Question will be if he's Shechts of Behemoth, don't be kosher. Cut the street is kosher. So could have cut. So that we'll have to see. That's another factory and stuff like that. You follow? Hope you follow two parts. The two ways of learning Shlichus and the way that the Stifler is plugging it into our. Okay. So what is Tysus Teretz? Nira Lari. The Hachanami, the Zachin Lai, Midrabana, Kedamin and Hasam, the Cotton, Islay Zchia Midrabana. Ba'afal Gad, the Kati Adikavimu, Ha'asi Lakal Shlichus. He's somebody who will come Lakal Shlichus to Geiris. I mean, Mela Zchia works, and it works. Inami. Now this inami, I know, confused some people. The inami is not answering ger katan. It's only answering us being a guy. I did no shlichus for a guy. So the inami says, "Kivin de b'hach schia nasi Yisrael, have like Yisrael gamerli in schia." There's no problem on being a guy. Right. It's a tremendous chiddush in Tysus. Tysus holds that he's a ger derabanan, and all these people like Gerim, Gerim and Drabban. All these, is there any practical nafkamina? You have an adopted kid, I'm sure. It's only a Gerim Drabban, a practical nafkamina. Be a nafkamina if he shechts a behema, the Ritva says. If he's a Gerim Drabban, it's a Gerim Drabban. Or someone's Makabal Kedushin, if it's a Gyaris. If it's Shayach, it would be Makabal Kedushin. There's no father in a Gyaris, huh? For minion, the problem is the cotton doesn't count for minion anyway. What? Or if you can get aliyah, but it's also drabanan, so you can get aliyah. If anything has to drabanan, you can do it. Rashi is mashma that Rashi learned like Tysus, because Rashi in Rashi al das bezdin said shloshi yubet filasik and then called filas ger sifn gimel veinas leyad faru ger yadayim umagoi biyayin kasha. Rashi picks an example. If he touches wine, it's kasha. Why doesn't she pick an example of touching wine? Why should she say Shchitasik Sheira?
Touching wine
is the Rabbanan. So if I say from Rashi that he's a ger for the Rabbanans, I think the Ritva makes this diyuk. The Ritva's lashon is that if you say the Nafgamina, Magav Yayin Kosher, it means it's the Rabbanan. I think what he means to say is this. Tysus in Sanhedrin, Samaches Amid Beis, says Beferish that the Geiris is a Geiris Deiraisa. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings here in Asugya, Rishayna Muhol, that it's a Geiris Deiraisa. Which is more Pashit than our Gemara? There's one very simple Raya, no? One simple Raya? Anybody? There's a Raya, there, a simple Raya from our Gemara, if it's the rest of the Ramana. Why?
It's the only problem we have here.
How is he going? Yeah, but if Zachin only works with Drabanan, then the Gemara is saying it's a Drabanan. If the word Zachin or Schus, see, I mean from later in the Gemara. Why? Higdilu Yechailin Limchais. Is the rice, so why Yigdilu Yechailin Limchais? Problem. If it's Geris Deraisa, you can't back out. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Jew can't become un-Jewed, however you would call it. You can't remove Judaism from someone. So Bishlam is a Ger Derabana, and so Kach Tikna. But if he's a Ger Deraisa, so what's Pshat? Higdili Yechel Limchais. So, and what if you hold to the Rabbanon? Why he deal with Chayil Limchais? Just Kach Tikna, maybe. Okay, I think to understand the Machlaikis, let's just go back. How do you become a Ger? What do you need? How many things? Three things to become a Ger. What are the three? Tvila, Mila, Bas Mitzvahs. When you have a Ger Katan, does he have Mila? Yes. Does he have tefillah? Yes. What about Kabbalah's mitzvahs? If you need three things, where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? What? He's a cut. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? What? He's a gadol. But by the cotton, if he holds a geiris while he's a cotton, is it mustavit to say Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not makin a geiris? I think it's not mustaber, right? Even though there are those who want to say such terrors. It's not mustaber, they can think. Say Kabbalah's mitzvah is not lacking. So you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Mila and Tefillah. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? They cut. Okay, so what are you starting to say? That. So one way you could learn is that, and this is the way Tosfos Sanhedrin learns, that what is Yigdilu? What happens by Yigdilu? Yechaylam Umchais. Pshat is, when he's a cotton, he has Mila and Tefillah. And when he becomes a gadol, then he has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. He's missing one part of his Geiris. He needs Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So what is Higdilu Yechaylam Limchais? Higdilu Yechaylam Limchais means that when he becomes a gadol, he can at that point, he has to now be Mekabel Mitzvahs. So at that point, he has to be Mekabel. If he says, I'm not Mekabel, he's not a Ger. So what happened till now? What happened till now? How is he a Ger Min HaTorah till now? So the answer is, really, that just like a man needs Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, a woman needs Tefillah and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Why does a woman need Bris Mila? She doesn't have an Orla. It's not Shaykh. So we assume, even though the Torah says you need Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, we assume a Yid, who's a woman, who doesn't have Eivor HaMila, so she only needs two things. Right? Now, we say the same thing by a cotton. A cotton needs, again, needs three things. Mila, Tefillah, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. A cotton, being given Mila, given Tefillah, it's a shayach Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He has no das. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin learns that just like a woman doesn't have bris milah, so she doesn't need milah. She doesn't have the asharis of bris milah physically. A ger katan, calls him Ani's a katan, does not need kabbalas mitzvahs because he doesn't have das for kabbalas mitzvahs. So a katan legabe kabbalas mitzvahs is like a woman legabe bris milah. It's not ma'akiv. So calls the man, he's a cotton, he could be a ger min ha-Torah, whatever his shayach to him he did. Higdilu yichaylam limchais means when he gets das, now there's another requirement for his gerus. He needs kabbalas mitzvahs. If he refuses to be mekabel mitzvahs, so then he's not a ger.
That's the work he has to say.
That's the Sanhedrin. He has to say, you have to go over to him and tell him that you have an option. If you want out, you can get out. If not, no.
But it's about by a regular Jewish child. It's about
a regular year doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's not karchach. And loyal al tzavari. Klaisos is makabalah has Sinai, and it's the very that. A regular Jewish child without bris milah is also a year. It's harder to see. Okay, I think this is the way Tyson Sanhedrin learned that somebody who does not shayach to kabbalas mitzvahs doesn't need kabbalas mitzvahs. That's Tyson Sanhedrin. Tyson by us learned, and this pshat is in a number of the achrayim. Some sefer explains it by Richus. I think the Ritva says it by Kitzer. Why does Higdilu Yechaylam Limchais, like our Taisvis? How does it work? It works that when he's a katan, we say it's a schus for him. When he's Meicha at age 13, what does he do? He says, for me, it's not a schus. I consider it not to be a schus. What's the din? Let's say I go into the street, and I find something, and I pick it up for you. Zachan Ladim Shalayt B'Fanav. And when I bring it to you, you say, no, you know, this Rosh Hashanah is Makabla myself, Sayyidah Matanah Sikhya, I don't want any gifts. Is it yours? No. Zachin La'adam is an assumption. We assume that you are Nicha. If you say, I'm not Nicha, then it doesn't work. Zemach Nefrayim in Hilchas Chiyo Matanah, who says that if I'm Zaycha something for someone, and then he says, for me it's not a schus, I don't want it. So, we don't say Zachin Lot. What's the Makar? From our Gemara. Because by us, according to Taisvis, our Taisvis, why does it deal with Yechayim Limchais? Then when he becomes older, he could say, for me, this is not a schus. For me, this is not considered to be a schus. Amemela, it was a mistake. You assumed it's a schus. It's not a schus. I'm off, and the middle of the whole Geirus is off. This is the machlokes between two ways, Tosfos Sanhedrin and Tosfos here. So we have two mahalchim in the whole Gemara. It's like two different ways of learning the Gemara. What you're saying is Yiddishkeit is mitzvahs. So how can you say that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not ma'akiv? That you could have a katan. But what do you think? If you have a katan or a shaita, you have a shaita, he'll never have da'as. Is he a yid? He's a yid. He's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Vayis tais, you could have a mitzvahs of a yid who's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. You call it Ichos Yisrael. See it? My sister's such a Metzias. Now you're right, it's a very big chiddush to say Geiris, to become a Yid without mitzvahs. It's a chiddush. And our Taisis was that's why he's not Nicha with Taisis Sanhedrin. However, Taisis Sanhedrin appears to hold that if you're such a Gavra, a cut, who doesn't have mitzvahs even if you're a Yid, so you could be Megaya without it. It's a chiddush, I agree. It's a chiddush. What? What do you need Bezdin for?
Why do you need a Bezdin by a Kabbalah's mitzvahs?
because it's part of the Maaseh Geiris. So if you're holding the... Where? Bei Katan? Bei Katan, you don't need a bet. You don't need Kabbalah Smitzvahs Bei Katan. It's not Shia Kabbalah Smitzvahs. There's no doubt. What do you mean? You don't need. You only need Bei Milah Tefillah, not Bei Kabbalah Smitzvahs. There's no Kabbalah. Taisin Sanhedrin. And you have to look at Taisin Sanhedrin. And I think Taisin Sanhedrin is Mukhruch not that way. Mukhruch not that way. Certainly the way of Shlomo Egel learned the Rambam, the Rambam solved that way. That's the Geirus that rise. So we have two ways. What?
If you say Al Sukhus, then it's saying Mafeya wasn't.
Okay, so Kabbalah Smitzvahs.
They say till now it's really a game in their eyes.
Right.
But now
he has a new requirement. So it's funny, according to Taisus and Sanhedrin, you have to see his Lashon. According to Taisus and Sanhedrin, it comes out that at the last that you could undo a Yiddishkeit. It just seems to come out. The last two lines of the Taisus. The Taisus there on Ger Katan. The last two lines of Taisus. So you have to look at it and see. I think that's what I think. I think that's the Pshat in Taisus.
The only reason why we're here was Ger
Derabanan
because
the Sechiyah is a Derabanan. Ger Derabanan.
Because the Sechiyah
is a Derabanan, yeah. So what does it have to do with saying when he becomes a godly, saying he doesn't want to be a Jew? Because later when he becomes a godly, he could say, for me it's not a Sechus. You're a Megayer, me with the Rabbanan, with the assumption it's a Sechiyah. I'm not even a Ger Derabanan, because it's not a Zechiyah. For me, it's not. What's the difference? If Zechiyah is Deiraisa, it could work with Atayra. But again, they could do the same thing. He could say, it's not a Zechiyah for me, same thing. Okay. There's a Reb Naftali on this Machlaikis, the two Taisa senses. It's not a hard Reb Naftali. There are two Reb Naftalis in our sugya. We're going to learn both. This is the second one, and he basically is Taila. This Machlaik is the two Taisus in a Suffolk of the Dagon Rav Ava, which we'll speak out at the beginning of Shir Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.